Offside.
Adio, Arkah. Svetovna zdravstvena organizacija je sporočila, da je približno 100 tisoč od 120 tisoč prebivalcev samooklicane Armenske republike Arkah iz Gorskega Karabaha že pobegnilo v Armenijo. Na teren je prispela tudi delegacija Združenih narodov, da bi ocenila humanitarne potrebe. Množični eksodus Armencev sledi azerbajdžanskemu zavzetju enklave pred dvema tednoma, ko je azerbajdžanska vlada po enodnevni protiteroristični operaciji, kakor so jo oklicale azerbajdžanske oblasti, razglasila zmago. Vojaško operacijo je azerbajdžanska vlada utemeljila z domnevno prisotnostjo armenske vojske v Gorskem Karabahu, kar je vlada v Erevanu zanikala. Oblasti Arkaha, armenske separatistične entitete, so pristale na razorožitev in ukinitev institucij Republike Arkah do 1. januarja prihodnjega leta. Od kultivatorja, v katerem smo obravnavali prve dni po azerbajdžanskem zavzetju enklave, so do danes, tako se zdi, Azerbajdžanci dokončno zatrli plamen armenskih separatistov. Gorski Karabah po mednarodnem pravu pripada Azerbajdžanu, samostojnosti samooklicane Republike Arkah po njenih 30 letih obstoja ni priznala niti ena država članica Združenih narodov. Sodobne meje med Azerbajdžanom in Armenijo so zarisali v času Sovjetske zveze. Avtonomna oblast Gorskega Karabaha je v Sovjetski zvezi sodila pod Zvezno sovjetsko republiko Azerbajdžan. Že leta 1988 je v Gorskem Karabahu izbruhnila prva vojna med Azerbajdžanci in Armenci, ki so jo zanetili Armenci z željo po avtonomiji. Vojna v Gorskem Karabahu je trajala do leta 1994, ko je misiji Združenih narodov uspelo vzpostaviti mir. Od takrat se je zgodilo več manjših spopadov. Nova večja vojna se je zgodila konec leta 2020. Azerbajdžan, okrepljen z izraelskim orožjem in s Turčijo na svoji strani, je tedaj v 6-tedenski vojni zasedel južni del Gorskega Karabaha, ki meji na Iran. Edina povezava med Armenijo in Gorskim Karabahom je ostal Lačinski koridor. Tega bi morale po mirovnem sporazumu z konca leta 2020 nadzirati ruske mirovne sile, a so ga najprej azerbajdžanski okoljski aktivisti, nato pa kar vojska, blokirali. Zdaj Armenci iz Gorskega Karabaha bežijo prav po tem koridorju. Profesor je socialne zgodovine Bližnjega vzhoda na Univerzi v Leidnu, Turaža Atabakija, smo vprašali, kaj ruske sile zdaj počnejo na terenu.
What happened the last four or five days, it was the turning point in the position of the Russian peacekeeping forces in Karabakh. Now they have returned to their barricade and they tried to keep distance because they had the casualties during the last confrontation. So they tried to not to be directly involved. The Lachin corridor is under the Azerbaijani control, and we have a mass migration from the Armenian leaving Karabakh.
Kdo potem takem nadzira beg Armencev skozi Lačinski koridor?
Nobody. We have a delegation from United Nations present there to write a report about the situation of this deportation. But no, we don't have really, because Organization of Security and Cooperation Europe is not present there. So there is a small mission from UN there, and that's it. And of course, as I said, I mean, the Russian peacekeeping are just very, very returned to their barricade. They are not there anymore.
Po podatkih armenske vlade je točno število beguncev iz Gorskega Karabaha 100.417. Na zadnjem popisu prebivalstva v separatistični republiki Arkah je v Gorskem Karabahu prebivalo okoli 120 tisoč Armencev. Atabaki ocenjuje, da je Armenija zmožna sprejeti tolikšno število beguncev, saj jih večina nadaljuje pot v Rusijo.
I think it can. I mean, in principle, it can, because there are enough accommodation in Armenia, because we have a mass migration of the Armenia leaving Armenia for Russia the last, let's say 10-15 years. So their villages, they can give shelter to the newcomers. I'm not sure about the big cities like Yerevan, but I think the countryside, they can give a shelter for time being.
Večina mest in naselji v Gorskem Karabahu je zdaj praznih. Po ulicah pa leži razmetana lastnina njihovih nekdanjih prebivalcev. Stanje v glavnem mestu Arkaha, Karkendiju, je za katarsko Al Jazeero opisal njihov poročevalec Osama Bin Javaid.
Folly, you've been seeing pictures from Khan Kendi in the last few days. Tens of thousands of people who had lined up the square with all that was they could carry with them. People who were in their cars were queuing up to leave outside and leave the city, but people who were here were waiting for buses for their relatives, for others to come and take them with them, as they did not believe the assurances that were given by the Azerbaijani government that they will not be prosecuted. Here in the town center, if I go quiet, you'd be able to hear nothing. There is absolutely no one who's left here, apart from a few elderly, disabled, and others. We did see some Red Cross workers who were here earlier, who were taking people, ferrying them away, and taking them to a staging point from where they're going to take them into Armenia. That's what people want. Here, let me just show you. Here are some puppies who've been following us around, possibly looking for food. This is a hard to describe feeling on when you enter a town where you've been looking at pictures of it, where there was so much activity, but now there's nobody here. People have left with whatever there was. They've left the tea cups they were drinking from. They've left their children's strollers.
Ali bodo zapuščena bivališča zdaj naselili Azerbajdžanci?
Oh yes, you know, partly because before the war, I'm talking about 1994. Before that 1994, we had a mixed population in Karabakh, Azerbaijanis and Armenians. It was not 100% Armenian. And I'm sure a part of this population of the Azerbaijani who left almost 3 decades ago this region, they go back to Karabakh. And on the other hand, I think the Azerbaijani government encouraged the migration to Karabakh to change the population composition there and to make it more or less an Azerbaijani province.
Okrog 20 tisoč Armencev, ostalih v Gorskem Karabahu, je po trditvah Atabakija v glavnem starejših, invalidnih ali etnično mešanih prebivalcev, ki zaupajo obljubam azerbajdžanske vlade o mirni reintegraciji.
These are the elderly people who are somehow mixed families. This is my reading, because it's still in Karabakh, there are mixed families, in Armenian, Azerbaijanis, married, and the elderly. I don't see that, for those who are directly involved in the war to be there still. These are mostly, there are somehow who can think that this is their homeland and they trust what Azerbaijan government offered, that they have got an equal right as an Azerbaijani citizen.
Vlada v Erevanu je na meddržavno sodišče Združenih narodov vložila prošnjo za zaščito preostalih armenskih prebivalcev v Gorskem Karabahu pred morebitno diskriminacijo. Armenski premier Nikol Pašinjan je eksodus armenskega prebivalstva iz Gorskega Karabaha tudi že označil za etnično čiščenje. Azerbajdžanska vlada obtožbo zanika ter preostale Armence v Gorskem Karabahu poziva k reintegraciji v azerbajdžansko družbo. Atabaki ocenjuje, da je reintegracija Gorskega Karabaha za Azerbajdžance priložnost za dober PR in da se bodo svojih obljub zaradi tega tudi držali.
Personally, I think, I mean, Azerbaijan doesn't mind to have a handful of Armenians still in Karabakh because this is a vitrine, this is a showcase for the Azerbaijanis to present itself more democratic, more inclusive, to say, look, the Armenia, the Karabakh is still our families, Armenian families, and then we try to look after them and they've got the equal right. And then some every other day, I mean, they bring them to the television to just say how happy we are living in Azerbaijan and things like that. I mean, I don't think the Azerbaijani doesn't mind, I mean, to have a very limited number of the Armenian living there. But what is really doesn't tolerate Azerbaijani government, those who are very nationalist or took part in the war against Azerbaijanis. I mean, there is no tolerance, zero tolerance concerning this group of people.
Azerbajdžanski generalni državni tožilec Kamran Alijev je dejal, da državno tožilstvo uvaja kazensko preiskavo domnevnih vojnih zločinov, ki jih je po njegovih navedbah zagrešilo okoli 300 separatističnih uradnikov. Z zaprtjem vprašanja Gorskega Karabaha ostaja za azerbajdžansko vlado odprto še vprašanje azerbajdžanske eksklave Nahičevan, ki leži na jugu Armenije. Azerbajdžanci lahko trenutno v Nahičevan ali iz njega potujejo le skozi Iran, saj Gorski Karabah in Nahičevan loči pas ozemlja Armenije. Azerbajdžanska vlada se zavzema za vzpostavitev prehoda iz Azerbajdžana do eksklave Nahičevan skozi armensko regijo Zangezur, ki meji na Iran. To naj bi jim po njihovi interpretaciji omogočala določila 9. člena mirovne pogodbe z Armenijo, sklenjene po azerbajdžanski zmagi v šesttedenski vojni. Azerbajdžanci so kot kompromis za vzpostavitev koridorja skozi Zangezur ponujali prost prehod Armencev skozi Lačinski koridor, kar pa zdaj po razpustitvi separatistične republike Arkah ni več mogoče. Prejšnji teden sta se v Nahičevanu sestala azerbajdžanski predsednik Ilhan Alijev in turški predsednik Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Oba predsednika sta podprla nadaljnja pogajanja za vzpostavitev Zangezurskega koridorja. Kot pove Atabaki, je trenutno za koridor zainteresiran predvsem Erdogan.
I mean, this is something, I mean, not Aliyev, but also Erdogan of the Republic of Turkey. They both are very keen to realize this project of the Zangezur. But there is a one but. At the moment, Turkey is a bit pushy on this issue, but Azerbaijani are a bit softer on this issue. The reason Azerbaijani government is a bit softer on this issue because Azerbaijan is afraid that if they go too far, they might face a rebellion in Armenia against Pashinyan, because Pashinyan, everybody blames in Armenia Pashinyan for this. I mean, disaster happened in the last 2 weeks in Nagorno-Karabakh. So there might be more push on Pashinyan, more push on Zangezur might be depriving Pashinyan of the popular support. So at the time, I presume, I mean, they might be less pushy on Pashinyan and then postpone the Zangezur corridor to near future. But on the other hand, Turkey is playing, I mean, different game and is more, I mean, keen to realize this project as soon as possible.
Azerbajdžan v primeru neuspešne diplomatske rešitve v Zangezurju ne bi odlašal s še eno vojaško konfrontacijo. Offside zaključuje Atabaki.
I think, I mean, they try first to negotiate with Yerevan, promise some financial support, promise some development planning for the Armenia, commercial support from Turkey, or something like this, just to soft a bit the Armenian position. But if we have a rigid resistance from Armenia to this, realizing this corridor, I don't think they hesitate to open the to go for the confrontation, military confrontation, to open the routes, yes.
Offsajt je pripravil Jan.